The United Nations has declared famine in three new areas in southern Somalia. It says the number of people affected by drought and famine in Somalia is on the rise. The world body says more and more refugees are heading to the capital, Mogadishu, in the hope of receiving aid. The number of Somali refugees in the Horn of Africa has topped 860,000. This while another 1.5 million Somalis are internally displaced. Somalia is at the center of the worst drought to hit the Horn of Africa in more than 60 years. The UN has warned that over 12 million people in the region are in need of food and aid. For more on that story, we're joined by Mr. Nia Kwete, who is an African affairs expert who joins us on the line now from Washington. Mr. Kwete, thank you very much for joining us. Now, you know, as we said, the famine is spreading to new areas. The UN is warning, and it says that more assistance is needed immediately. How do we explain, then, the inadequate response to this crisis?
I think, you know, first of all, there is some of it which is simply that the way governments do things and the way that they have to appropriate money and turn them over to aid agencies takes a little bit of time. But clearly, they could do these things much faster. Part of my research says that thus far, the UN wanted $1 billion U.S. dollars in donations, and it has only 40%. So clearly, any amount of publicity, such as this news report, one hopes that it will galvanize the international community and the governments to move faster, because people are dying. For instance, you know, part of the criteria for determining what is famine is two people out of a population of 10,000. If two people die of malnutrition a day, then that level has been reached. But we have reports that say that in Somalia, in some communities, as many as 100 people are dying today. So this is a very serious situation that needs to be looked at, and everybody who can do something needs to put pressure on their governments to take the situation much more seriously than they have thus far.
Mr. South Africa, which is called Africa's Gateway, said it's responded to the famine, yet others say seeing, quote, the luxury cars that politicians in South Africa enjoy, one would expect more, end quote. Now, I'd like to get your take on the African response specifically, please.
Yes, actually, I think the Africans can and should do more. On the one hand, you know, I've seen a report that Kenya has allocated some money. But clearly, there are many African countries that can do more. We also have seen other reports where people who of Somali and Ethiopia origin who are trying to get into South Africa itself, and I'm glad you mentioned South Africa, but one news report is that they are now unofficially restricting refugees from the Horn, because the flow has increased and most of them want to get into South Africa, because in South Africa you don't have to stay in camps. You can go operate in the society and look for a job. South Africa thinks it's being overwhelmed, and so officials are not taking in as many people who are showing up, although they deny that this is official policy. So your question is a good one, and I do think that the African countries haven't done enough. At the same time, though, we need to understand that compared to, say, most countries in the Western world, the African countries more or less live hand to mouth. And so they are quite strapped. Now, when people do get into African countries, there's a clear pattern where African dwellers, African villagers, taking refugees and share their food with them and all that. So the problem is African governments, not the African people themselves.
Right, sir. The United Nations Population Fund's head said that this crisis shows the poor need access to family planning to prevent future tragedies. How do you feel about that sentiment?
Oh, I certainly do. I mean, I do agree that a lot of attention need to be paid to family planning and spacing beds, because you know, population growth that overwhelms the resources in an environment is definitely an issue. So, of course, as always, one has to look at the details. But the general idea being that one way of dealing with tragedies like this is that we have to work population growth, and one way of dealing with that is family planning. I don't see how anyone can quarrel with that.
All right, we'll have to leave it there for now. That was Mr. Nia Kwete, African Affairs expert, joining us on the line from Washington. Mr. Kwete, as always, we appreciate your insight here at Press TV.